You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Heading to set three. We're knotted up at one set apiece. Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Scoreboard update. Huron took the first set 25-21. Harrisburg never trailed in the second and one going away 25-13. In coronation will follow the end of the match tonight. We'll stay on the air and bring that to you live as well. Tomorrow, parades at 2 o'clock. Tailgate starts at 5:30 at Tiger Stadium. And 7 o'clock, kickoff. Sturgis at Huron Homecoming Football 2023. So Harrisburg kind of flexed their muscle on that set. Second set to tie it. We'll see what Huron comes up with now to begin set number three. And Harrisburg will have the opening serve with Kennedy Kokenge to start for the other Tiger team. Serve receive, back set. Meg Moradath a little deep on the set. She'll just free ball it. Harrisburg can go back line attack. Kokenge dug out by Hilton Eyes. Couldn't get the handle. And Harrisburg scores first. It's 1-0. Kennedy Kokenge with the kill. I have her for, well, I haven't counted it up. That's her fifth kill, according to my sheet. Harrisburg serving again. Kokenge back row goes long. Service error, and we're tied at one. Juergens did the limbo, and it sailed well over her head. Eighth service error for Harrisburg. First, obviously, of this set. On the serve, back row, serve, receive, and that'll be an ace. It went right between Kokenge and Langner. And Huron has their first lead since the end of the first set, 2-1. Another ace for Hampton Hines has three here in the match. Harrisburg overpass blocked at the net, and Harrisburg saves it, but it'll go out. Meg Moradath with the block kill. It was an overpass, and Sam went up with it, blocked it back. Harrisburg got their three hits, but never got the ball going towards the net. Sam Meg Moradath with her fourth kill, first since the first set. Serve receive Legner. Samuels will set to the left side. Tigers got a block on it. Dig it out. Pass ahead by Juergens. Dreyer with the hit up the middle. Kind of ties up the back row. Meister hustles to save it. Freeballed by Harrisburg. Set across. Claggett with the hit. Through the block. Claggett gives Huron a 4-1 lead here to open set three. Deja with her eighth kill leads Huron in that category. In a 4-1 lead for the Huron Tigers over the Harrisburg Tigers. Hines serving. Langner just kept it off the floor. Right side hit. And that will eat up Juergens in the back row. And Kara Leach with the kill, her ninth. And Harrisburg back within 4-2. On the serve now for Harrisburg is Kara Leach, who just had the kill. Back row, serve, receive. Hilton Hines, Hampton with the set, but then nobody there to receive it. And the air gives the point to Harrisburg. They're within 4-3. Volleyball had went into the student section. Large student section. They're wearing various jerseys. And, of course, the band here, too, so we got the student side quite full. Quick set across, Dan Hampton Hines, good recovery to get over to it. Hilton passes ahead, free ball by Claggett, Langner from the back row. Samuel sets the hit through the Tiger block, dug out by Hampton Hines, pass ahead. Hampton will free ball it. They got the hit from Stiff there. Left side, here unable to get to it. Claggett hits up the middle, dug out by Kokenge. Kokenge will tip it from the back row, dug out, and then nobody went after it. It was dug out by Hines, but then nobody made a move here on the second end, and Kennedy Kokenge will get her sixth kill. And we're tied at four, so Huron's brief three-point lead is done. And Harrisburg serving again. Back row, Juergens kind of shanks it, saved by Dreyer, free-balled by Hines. Harrisburg with the set to the left side. They hit through the block. Kill for Harrisburg, and they've quickly retaken the lead at 5-4. And the ponytail's in the way, and I can't see the number there. Okay, that was Venegue, her fourth kill. Serve receive, Hilton Hines bump it ahead. Claggett off the left side and blocked at the net. Harrisburg will free ball with Samuels. Huron can set it up. Set to Claggett, two-hand tip, dug out by Harrisburg. Set, backline attack, Kokenjan just missed. That was close on the back line. Just missed, though, and we're tied at five. Allie Davis into the front row for Huron, and Claggett now to serve for Huron. We're tied at five in set three, tied in the match, one set apiece. Right side, they hit down the line through the block, and that will knuckle its way through. Stiff with her seventh kill. Harrisburg back up, 6-5. Samuels, the setter, will serve again. Samuels, just an eighth grader, but already 6 foot, and a 6 foot setter, you can do a lot of things with that. Off the right, Davis punches it through, but dug out in the back row by Harrisburg. Tip, and right in the middle, nobody home. Kaya Keegan will get her second kill. And Harrisburg up now 7-5, up by two. Serve back row, serve receive Hilton Hine, saved by Hampton. Free ball, make more depth. Nope, she didn't get it across the net. And Harrisburg goes up 8-5. So Harrisburg on a 7-1 run, and Huron needs a timeout. Timeout Huron, Harrisburg leading 8-5 in set three. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. SNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
8-5, Harrisburg leading. Huron jumped to an early 4-1 lead, so you can do the arithmetic. 7-1 run up by Harrisburg to take the lead here in set three. Again, we are tied at one set apiece. And Harrisburg, off the Huron timeout, will serve with Jocelyn Samuels. To the back row, serve receive, Allie Davis. Here's the set back to Allie. She'll tip it back to the corner, but Meister is there. To the left, the hit blocked, but out by Huron. And another kill for Venegay. She has five all in the last two sets. And Harrisburg again starting to build a lead here at 9-5 in set three. Samuels again with the serve. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton sets, quick set. Harrisburg gets to it. Samuels did. Left side, Venegay to the corner. Dropped it in. Huron bunched in a little too tight, and Harrisburg continues the big run. 9-1 by Harrisburg since Huron had the early lead. 10-5 Harrisburg. Samuels, a little trouble with her toss on the serve. Now she'll put it up again right to Davis. Overpass. Harrisburg will slam it back, but Huron digs it out. Davis off the left side, up the middle. Kokenj with the dig. Short set and kind of an odd set, but Harrisburg did get across. Meg Mordeth with the big hit and whistle. I think we had a net call on Harrisburg. Point for Huron. That breaks a long run by Harrisburg. Huron back within 10-6. So Harrisburg had somebody in the net, I believe. Well, I believe it was Stiff, but I'm not 100% on that. Hilton Hines to serve now for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve, receive. Here's the set and the tip knocked around. Huron gets control, tip back by Davis. Samuels with the set to the left. Venegay blocked at the net by Simmonsma. Harrisburg gets control, back line attack. Kokenj right in the campfire, caught Huron completely flat-footed. Kill for Harrisburg, they're up 11-6. Kennedy Kokenj now with seven kills for Harrisburg. Harrisburg just can attack from so many different levels and angles. Harrisburg serving. Venegay dug out by Davis. Back set, Dreyer off the right side. Blocked. Harrisburg gets control. Set to the left. The hit through the Huron block. Harrisburg goes up 12-6. As Kokenj with the kill, she now has 8-4 in this set. And after that early 4-1 lead, it's been all Harrisburg since. And another service there. That's been one weakness here for Harrisburg as that went long. That was Venegay with the service there, and that's the second of this set, 9 total in the match for Harrisburg. Serve to the corner by Schuhart in, dug out by Harrisburg, right side, hit into the net, hitting error by Stiff. Here on back within 4 at 12-8. Schuhart to serve here on trying to get some momentum that they haven't had since the beginning of the set. Back row, Meister on serve receive, bumped ahead to the left. Kokenge with the hit up the middle, right to Davis. Set back to Allie, her hit off the left side, blocked but through. Keegan got a hand on it, but Davis will get the kill. Keegan at 6-4. But Allie Davis went right after her, her second kill. 12-9, Huron within 3. Schuhart serving and will punch it long. Service error Huron, first of this set. And here on fourth of the match, 13-9, Harrisburg leading here in set number 3. Serve back row and handled by Claggett. Quick set across Hines. Harrisburg got flattened out. They keep it alive and will be hit to the corner by Kokenge. Left side hit, Davis pops it in the middle. Shank by Venegay will go into the stands. And here on back within 3, 13-10 is Allie Davis will notch another kill. She comes off as Maddie Juergens comes in to serve and play back roll. 13-10, here on back within 3 in set 3. Meister spreads out, overpass knocked back by Simmons. My Harrisburg able to play it. And now we have a whistle and double hit called on Harrisburg. 13-11, here on back within 2. So a big run by Harrisburg early, but Huron trying to even things out. Serve receive goes sideways, but Harrisburg will make a play. Samuels will free ball. Played by Hampton Hines, bumped by Claggett across on the second hit. Meister will send it ahead. Keegan on the right side, dug out, back row by Hilton Hines. Simmonsma right side, flat-footed, able to get it up, and then a sliding save. Meister hit, blocked by Simmonsma again. Now Harrisburg gets it across. Huron can set it up. Simmonsma up the middle. Harrisburg again keeps it off the floor, but they can't get it on the third hit. Kenzie Simmonsma with a couple of blocks in that sequence, and Huron is back within 1 at 13-12. Harrisburg led by 6. So now a 6-1 run by Huron after a 9-1 run by Harrisburg. Juergens serving a back row. Kokenge on serve receive from the middle. The big hit off the top of the net. Huron slaps, but an illegal hit. Going to go on Huron on that second hit. Harrisburg back up 2, 14-12. Langner on to serve and play back row for the Harrisburg Tigers. They're up 2 here in set 3, but Huron really battling with the top-ranked team in the state. Back row, Schuhart on serve receive, set across. Here's the tip by Claggett and overpass Harrisburg. Huron can set it up again. Quick set by Hines. Harrisburg was ready. Samuels will set. The hit hits the line. Nice touch by Kara Leach. Leach will get her 10th kill, and Harrisburg back up by 3, 15-12. Langner again on the serve as Harrisburg trying to regain momentum. Back row, Juergens goes down to get it. Claggett keeps it alive. Just going to be a free ball here by Simmonsma. Here's the set. Harrisburg to the left side. They hit. Blocked back by Simmonsma. Bumped ahead. Right side hit. Blocked again by Simmonsma. This one goes sideways, and Leach will get the kill off that. Again, Kenzie Simmonsma has been blocking very well going back to the Watertown match, but that time didn't quite have the control, and it went sideways. Harrisburg now up 16-12. And they serve again with Langner. Serve, receive, Schuhart, and just could not get it in the right direction. An ace for Harrisburg. Langner will get the ace. And Harrisburg back up by 5, 17-12. And coming into play back row for the first time for Huron is Taryn Cass. And I imagine the serve will go to her. Actually goes to Juergens. Juergens had trouble with it. They keep it alive. Free ball. Hilton Hines. Harrisburg can set it up. Bumped by Meister and hit from the back row by Venegay. Here's the tip by Klagan. Block back, or is it a four-hit attack? Now they're going to call double hit. Either way, Harrisburg is back up 6, 18-12. And Coach Ulmer wants a timeout. Harrisburg back up 18-12, trying to get the lead here in the match. We're tied at one set apiece. Timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Harrisburg has built the lead back up to 18-12. They're on a 5-0 run. Coach Ulmer burns her final timeout. Langner serving. Back row serve received. Cass set. Here's Simmonsma with a hit block to the net. Harrisburg plays it off the net, gets it back. Set to the left. Clay get on the left this time. Again through the block. Harrisburg up the middle. Big hit. Eats up Juergens in the back row. And Harrisburg starting to pull away here in this third set up 19-12. And Kara Leach with the kill. I have her up to a dozen. So does the scoreboard. Langner to serve and serves long. Harrisburg has been a little wild with their serves from time to time. At times, but again, Langner served for a long time there, too. She took over the serving duties at, 14-12 and got it to, or 14-13 and got it up to 19-13. Served by Hirschman in for Huron. Harrisburg will set to the left, hit, blocked, dug out by Juergens. Hines will set it, Klagett with the hit, blocked by Samuels. Samuels now with the set, they hit down the middle, nobody home, Leach with the kill. Leach with 13 kills, 5 in this set, and Harrisburg up 20-13. Hines back in now. Hilton at her libero position. And on to serve for Harrisburg is Kokinj. Okay, eats up Hines in the back row. Nice save by Hampton. Juergens does get it across. Nice play. From the middle, Harrisburg hits. Tigers dig it out. Quick set across, Hampton Hines. Nice play by Meister off the net. Third hit. Harrisburg gets it across. I don't care what the first name in, those Meisters sure do hustle. Here on sets, here's Hines. Across for Clay. Get her hit through the block. Dug out. Samuels will set to the left. The tip back to the corner. And misplayed by Cass. Another kill for Harrisburg. Now they're pulling away. 21-13. Give the kill to Lauren Venegay. She's got 7 kills. There's a hitting error on Harrisburg. Huron finally breaks that run, but it's still 21-14, Harrisburg. We're knotted up at one set apiece, but Harrisburg kind of taking control here again. 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Hampton Hines serving. Back to the corner, kind of shanked, and that will go into the antenna. Another ace for Hampton Hines. And here I'm back within 6. 21-15, Hampton Hines with 4 aces. Lead server for Huron, and that's why she's the lead server. Back row serve receive Langner. Set across to the left, the hit, Venegay. Kind of goes sideways, and Huron could not get the dig connected. Venegay with another kill. Again, she did not have a kill in the first set, but she's made up for it since. She now has 8. Including 5 in this set, and Harrisburg 3 points away from closing out set number 3. Kara Leach on the serve. And nice play, Hilton Hines, but nobody home. An ace for Harrisburg, and they're 2 points away at 23-15. Kara Leach with the ace, second ace of the set for Harrisburg. Serve back row, picked up by Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Klagett coming from the right side, just tips it, punched into the net. Harrisburg will keep it alive and hit it out. Well, we switched Klagett over to the right side. Haven't seen that a lot this year, and then she tipped it and just caught Harrisburg off balance. Klagett will pick up her 9th kill. 23-16. Harrisburg still just 2 points away. Klagett serving. Back row, Langner on serve, receive, back set. Right side hit, nice dig by Hampton Hines off the hit by Stiff. Free ball across by Huron. Samuels with the set. Back line attack will be punched by Kokenge, but Huron able to get control of it and tipped across to Allie Davis. Meister punches it in the air. Left side hit. Tigers get a tip on it. No control it. Make more of death with the hit to the corner. Short set, and Sam didn't put a lot on it, but just found the open spot on the floor. Sam McMorideth has 5 kills. Here on back within 6 at 23-17. Serve to the corner. Langner will shank it. That'll be an ace for Huron. And Huron trying to creep back into it. It's 23-18. Ace for Claggett, and Harrisburg wants the timeout. 23-18. Harrisburg leading, but Huron trying to build a little momentum. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Harrisburg using a timeout as Huron getting a little momentum going now. 3-0 run by Huron to pull back within 23-18. And we're tied in the match, one set apiece, but Harrisburg has pretty much led sets 2 and 3. I think Huron had a couple of leads early in this set. Never led in the second set. Claggett serving off the timeout. Kokenge trouble with the serve receive, but Harrisburg will get it across. Hilton Hines passes ahead. Allie Davis, she'll just free ball back to the corner. Samuels with the set up the middle via tip to the corner. Dug by Claggett. Back set. Right side hit. Dreyer back to the corner. Langner is there. Back line attack. Kokenge blocked by Meg Moradeth. Here on within 4, 23-19. Sam Meg Moradeth with the block kill. I have her for 6 kills, and 3 of them have come off the block. And Huron getting momentum back within 4, 23-19. Claggett serves. Langner on serve. Receive overpass in. Huron, almost didn't go after it. Claggett pops it up in the air. Long hit, and Hines won't get it across for hit attack. Well, a little hesitation who's going to take that ball on the second hit. And Harrisburg will go to set point at 24-19. Well, Huron's fought here, but Harrisburg just a lot of guns, and they're at set point. Serve receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Meg Moradeth with a hit to the corner. Ricocheted out. Meister there. Left side hit goes long. Hitting air by Venegay, and Huron stays alive at 24-20. Harrisburg still at set point, but Huron now serving with Hilton Hines. Serve to the back row. Serve receive. Samuels will set. From the right side, Simmonsma with a block. Tigers can set it up. Davis left side through the block of Keegan. Set to the left. The hit by Venegay. Tigers dig it out. Keep it alive. Davis will free ball. Here comes Harrisburg, though, again. Again, Venegay left side off the top of the net. The two Hines can't dig it out. And not quite across the net. Good effort, but Harrisburg will get the kill to win set 3. And Harrisburg now up 2-1 as they take the third set, 25-20. Harrisburg up 2-1. We'll take a break here of 2 minutes. Back with set 4 on Dakota Sports.
In 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course.
Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We start set number four, service error by the Huron Tigers. Harrisburg up 1-0. Now they serve to Huron. Huron trouble with the serve as Hilton Hines couldn't get the connection and quickly. Harrisburg up 2-0 here in set four as Kennedy Kokenge with the ace. That's her second of the evening. Serve received, Juergens. Here's the bump ahead. Dreyer off the left side, cross court, dug out by Meister. Set in the middle, the tip up the middle, nice dig by Juergens, kept alive. Juergens will free ball it across. Samuels will set to the left and into the net, I believe. It's a point for Huron. Huron on the board, 2-1, hitting it there by Venegay. I don't think Meg Moradeth got a block on that. 2-1 Harrisburg, and serving is Claggett for the Huron Tigers. Claggett back to the corner. Serve received, Kokenge. Quick set, Samuels, double hit. She tried to do the second hit attack, hit it in the net, and then just reflexively hit it again. And we're tied at 2. So Huron looking to get an early lead here in set 3. Need this one to get it to a fifth set. And the serve goes long. Didn't miss by much, but it did miss. Claggett with the service error already. 2 service errors on Huron now in this set. They only had 4 total coming into the set. On the serve now, Harrisburg. Leach and just got it over the net and rolls through. Is that an ace? Harrisburg up 4-2. No, yep, they are going to go ace. I thought it would be to Leach. Like Huron had a play on it, really. Ace for Leach. Harrisburg up 4-2. Serve receive, Hilton Hines. Set for Meg Moradeth. Blocked at the net. Big block there by Stiff. Huron attacks again. Davis pops it to the back row. Samuels with the set. Backline attack. Back row. Kokenge dug out by Hilton Hines. Dreyer just going to free ball it up the middle. Harrisburg keeps it alive. Going to have to free ball Kokenge from the back row. Hines will back set. Dreyer right side off the top of the net. Rolls over. Kokenge hustles to get it. Big hit from the middle and blocked at the net by the Huron Tigers. Huron back within 4-3. I'm assuming that was a block. Maybe it was into the net there, putting anything up on the scoreboard. And from my angle, it's hard for me to tell sometimes if it was block or net. 4-3 Harrisburg. Hilton Hines serving. Back row serve receive. Going to be bumped ahead. To the left, the hit left side through the Tiger block, and Huron can't dig it out. Harrisburg will go up 5-3 in set 3. Kill came off the left side. I believe it was Stiff, so I'm going to give it to anyway, and she's got kill number 8 on the evening. Samuel's serving and serves wide left, and Huron back within 1, 5-4. Harrisburg has had their share of service errors tonight. Did not add up the ones, looks like That's the 11th service error of the match. First one of this set for Harrisburg. Taryn Cass on to serve now. First time she's served for Huron. Pops it back row. Gokenge there on the serve receive. Then again, and oh, too close into the net. Almost looked like Benegay maybe just went up too early and then just couldn't get an attack on the ball. We're tied at five. Huron looking for a lead. Cass serving to the corner. Crossed up. Harrisburg there all bunched up to the middle, and it kind of came off to the left. An ace for Taryn Cass, and Huron their first lead of the set, 6-5. Serve across, and this one goes long. Already three service errors on Huron. And again, they only had four coming into the set. 6-6, we're tied here in set number four. On the serve, Harrisburg, Hilton Nines goes down to get it. Hampton pops it up. Free ball, Allie Davis, back row. Samuels with the set from the middle, stiff, and Tigers try to dig it out, but it goes sideways. That'll be a kill for Bergen Stiff. She has nine, and Harrisburg back up now, 7-6 in set number four. On the serve again is Harrisburg. Claggett on serve, receive, back set. Simmonsma with the hit finds the open spot in the back row, and we're tied at seven. Kinsey Simmonsma picks up her fourth kill, and tied at seven in set four. Claggett moves into the back row, and Juergens on to serve and play back row for Huron. Checking in for Harrisburg is Bailey Rott. Juergens waiting for the signal. She will serve. Tied at seven in set four. Harrisburg up 2-1. Back row serve, receive, Meister. Samuels with the set. Left side hit. Gokenge dug out by Huron. Somebody got a block on it. Here's Claggett through the block and rolls it into the back row. Deja Claggett gives Huron the lead back at 8-7. I have Deja now with 10 kills. They have eight on the scoreboard. But Huron leads 8-7 in set four. Serve to the back row. Serve, receive, back row for Meister. Big hit and just kind of a back set there. And a rolling right behind was Stiff behind Samuels and drilled it to the back corner. We're tied at eight. Tied at eight here in set four. Meister serving to Huron. Juergens goes down on serve, receive. Set across Claggett. Her hit up the middle. Dug out by Harrisburg. Set to the left, Gokenge cross court. Juergens stays with it. Set by Hines, Claggett hit, goes to the corner. Nice play, Meister. Can they get it over? Nope, off the antenna. And here on back up, 9-8. Harrisburg got their three hits in, but never got it going the right direction. And Gokenge did everything she could there on the third hit. She knew she had to get it across and had a bad angle to get it inside the antenna. It did touch the pin. Here on back up at 9-8. Hirschman serving for Huron to the corner. Gokenge plays it. Bump back to Kennedy. She'll hit to the corner. Nice dig by Cass. Bump ahead to the left. Claggett off the left side. Cross court goes wide right. And we're tied at nine. We're in the fourth set. Huron needs the win, obviously, to force the fifth set. Huron took the first set, 25-21. Harrisburg the next two, 25-13 and 20. We're tied at nine here in set four. Langner serving for Harrisburg. Langner back to the corner. Hilton Hines on the serve, receive. Claggett off the left side into the net. And Harrisburg regains the lead now at 10-9. Now they're going to say that was blocked. I didn't think it was. Leach with the block kill. She has 14 kills total. Langner serving. Played by Claggett in the front row. Set in the middle. Meg Moradeth into the net. Looks like Sam just never got her jump time there and basically really didn't jump. And put it into the net. 11-9 Harrisburg. Langner with the serve. Got to find a way to break her serve. Harrisburg had a long run with her serving in the last set. And there's an illegal hit. It was kind of a flat pass from the back row from Hilton to Hampton Hines, and Hampton Hines got called for the double hit, and Harrisburg, 4-0 run. They lead 12-9 in set four. Langner serving. Serve receive. It's Juergens. Claggett off the left side, partially blocked. Harrisburg gets control. Samuel sets. Left side, Kokenge off the top of the net. Diving save by Claggett. We're just going to get a free ball by Hilton Hines. Here's a quick set, and oh, just kind of dunked it over with the left hand on the second hit. Samuels. And Harrisburg increases the lead to 13-9. Jocelyn Samuels has her second kill. And Harrisburg trying to open up some room. Langner serving. Serve received Juergens. Quick set across by Hines. Up at the net. Blocked back by Hines. Harrisburg, though, gets control. Left side. Kokenge through the block. And Harrisburg up 14-9. Kennedy Kokenge now with 9 kills. They have 6 on the scoreboard. I have her for 9. 14-9 Harrisburg starting to get some room on the scoreboard. Serve received Juergens. Pass ahead. Hilton Hines. Free ball to cross. And Claggett doesn't get it across. And Huron, I think, well, Ulmer looking. I guess not taking the timeout as of yet. I thought she was. 15-9 Harrisburg on a 6-0 run. Actually a 7-0 run. Serve and Huron can't make the play in the back row. And Harrisburg starting to pull away here. Now up 16-9. Now Huron will take the timeout. Timeout Huron with Harrisburg leading 16-9. We'll take a timeout. 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Harrisburg up 16-9 in set 4. And, well, Huron's got some work to do to try to get this to a fifth set. As Harrisburg's now on a 8-0 run. And, again, I mentioned it when she got to the service area. Lindsay Langner, when she was serving in the third set, Harrisburg went on a long run, and now it's happening here in the fourth set. Serve received back row. Overpass, slam back. Oh, nice dig by Hilton Hines. Up over the net, tip back by Meg Moradeth. Harrisburg gets it back. What a play there by Hilton Hines. Huron's just going to have to free ball it. Harrisburg can set it up. Samuels from the middle. Slap down the middle. Harrisburg will get the kill. Leach picks up her 15th kill. And Harrisburg pulling away here now in set 4 as they're up 17-9. Serve back row, Allie Davis on serve receive. Hilton Hines sends it ahead. Here's the tip across by Claggett. Quick set across Samuels, and Claggett just stuck a hand out there and kind of put it behind her head, and Hilton Hines could not get over to it, and Harrisburg starting to roll here now up 18-9. Kill for Samuels, her third. Langner back to the corner, serve receive. Hilton Hines, Hampton will send it to the corner, and Harrisburg can't come up with the handle. And that breaks a long run, 9-0 or 10-0 by Harrisburg. Huron finally breaks the Langner service. Kill for Hampton Hines. 18-10. Served by Huron. Here's the bump by Samuels. Just going to be a free ball by Harrisburg. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set across Claggett and into the net. And Harrisburg gets the point right back. It's 19-10. On to serve for Harrisburg, Kennedy Kokenge. Back row and goes long. Service error Harrisburg. Here on back within 19-11. Second service error this set on Harrisburg. And they have a dozen total. Claggett to serve. Allie Davis into the front row for Huron. Claggett back to the corner and goes wide right. Another service error for Huron. And Harrisburg 5 points away at 20-11. Huron now with 4 service errors in this set. They had 4 total in the first 3 sets. On the serve, Harrisburg back row, Hilton Hines set. and going to be bumped across by Allie Davis. Harrisburg will get into the offense. Set to the left, the hit by Venegay, dug out by Claggett. Back set, here's the hit up the middle by Dreyer. Again, Harrisburg able to handle it. Tough angle, and they can't get it across. Venegay had to back up almost to the bleachers there, and she was close enough to line where it was hard to get the angle set up, get it inside the antenna, and, well, she just hit it into the net. 20-12, Harrisburg. Serving again is Hilton Hines for Huron. Back row serve, receive Langner, back set, and off mark, off the mark, but Harrisburg does get it across. Hines with the set. Simmonsma up the middle, too long. And Harrisburg up 9 again at 21-12 here in set 4. Again, Coronation will follow. It'll probably take a little while to get there. Career back into the front row for Harrisburg. We'll talk to Coach Budnang, and we'll talk a little Hall of Fame there in the post game, and we'll wait for them to get set up for Coronation. Here's the set, and was that an illegal hit? No backline attack on the setter. Samuels, she can't play a ball over the net if she's her original position in the back row, so backline attack on Harrisburg, and it's 21-13, Hberg. Cass on to serve for the Huron Tigers. And she'll go long. All of a sudden, Huron can't get those serves in. 22-13, Harrisburg 3 points away, and now that's 5 service errors on Huron in this set. Again, they only had 4 the first 3. Harrisburg on the serve with Lauren Venegay. Serve receive back row, Cass. Here's the hit by Davis through the block. Nice dig by Samuels off the left side. The hit. Tigers got a block with Simmonsma. Quick set across Hines. Harrisburg with control. Right side career. Cross court. Nice dig by Cass. Overpass, though. Harrisburg will set it to the right side and into the net. Unless Simmonsma got a piece of it. Either way, it's a point here on 22-14. Harrisburg's lead still at 8. Juergens in, Davis out for Huron. Juergens will serve and play back row for the Tigers. Serve to the back row, serve, receive Meister. Back set, right side hit. Career through the block and off the antenna. Career with the kill, and Harrisburg 2 points away at 23-14. Briley Career, her third kill, first since the first set. Serving is Maggie Meister, libero for the Tigers of Harrisburg. Cass serve receive. Hines chases it down back to the middle. Hilton Hines will free ball. Harrisburg can set it up. Samuels from the middle, up the middle, down, and Hilton Hines could not quite get the dig, and that puts Harrisburg at match point, 24-14. Give the kill to Leach. Leach now with 16 kills on my sheet. Match point, Meister serving for Harrisburg. Back row serve, receive Claggett. Bump it ahead. Here's the hit up the middle. Claggett, and Harrisburg can't get the dig. Huron stays alive at 24-15. Deja with her 11th kill. That brings Hirschman into a serve, and for Huron to have a chance, Madison's going to have to serve for a while. 24-15, Harrisburg at match point. Huron serving. Serve receive back row. Samuels will set to the left. Tigers get a block on it. Cass digs it out. Set across, and here's the hit by Claggett. Dug out. From the middle, the hit. Tigers at block. Harrisburg keeps control. Right side career pops in the middle. Juergens leans over to get to it. Bump ahead. Claggett will just free ball. Samuels from the middle sets to the left. The hit dropped in the corner, and that will put it away for Harrisburg, as they take set number 5, 25-15. The kill goes to Kokenj, and Harrisburg wins it in 4, the final. 21-25, 25-13, 25-20, 25-15. Harrisburg stays undefeated at 9-0. Huron drops their third in a row. They're now 6-3 on the season. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports. Thank you for your generous
saving. We will have the coronation. heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Gary's Del Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary's Del Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary's Del Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
We are back at the Huron Arena as the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game begins. Harrisburg, after dropping the first set, rolls after that to win it in four. Again on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Harrisburg wins 21-25, 25-13, 25-20, 25-15. Harrisburg showing their power, and again, they were missing one of their main players, an all-stater in Gabby Zachariasen, who was out with an injury tonight. They do hope to have her back next week, but she was injured in their match Tuesday against Dakota Valley, so still a lot of guns in the holsters there for Harrisburg to pull out a bad cliche, and they pick up the win here tonight. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I haven't really had any updates that I've seen from the AA matches tonight. Again, lower levels today. Harrisburg won the JV 25-15-9 and the sophomore 25-9-17. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll do a little more searching, see if I can find some of those more scores for you. Again, Coronation is coming up. They're setting up at the arena as we speak here and starting to dim a few of the lights as well. They're going to get the big light show going on for Coronation, and Coach Ulmer will be up to visit with us here shortly as well about this one. More coming up. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes here. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're back on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, and we're joined by Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers ball in four tonight, and I guess just an overview to start off with. You felt the energy was better. We played with a little more purpose. Obviously, we also played a very good volleyball team tonight.
Yeah, we played loose at moments, and I think we just need to keep playing loose. They came back and bounced back from the Yankton and Watertown match, and I thought they competed very well tonight.
You know, we took the first set, and I think we took the lead at 12-11 and just held off several runs to win it 25-21. So, you know, that was a big step right there because, as you said, when we came up, you know, we can play at this level.
We can play, and I think we just got to keep competing against the better teams, and we're going to get better from there.
And, some of the individual performances, when we could get our offense set up, you know, especially with Deja, I had her for 11 kills to lead us there. Hampton Hines had four aces. You know, there's just contributions like that. You know, it was just a matter of when we can pick up momentum.
That and when we can serve receive on our game, then we got everything in system, and that's when we're the best.
You know, they had that one rotation, and I noticed it certainly in the third set and the fourth set when Langner was serving number two, the back row player, both in the third and fourth set. They went on runs, and we just had trouble breaking that particular rotation.
There's always a rotation that's going to hurt us, and that one hurt us tonight, and we just got to make sure that we can get rid of those two balls, and then we got to score that third.
And bottom line is, again, you like the effort you saw from the girls, and, you know, you go toe-to-toe again. Mackenzie Simmons, I'm not sure what she's doing on blocking. Again, it doesn't always show up on my score sheet because for me to award a block, there has to be a point off it, but again, it just seems like she's just timing that perfectly.
Works her butt off in practice on blocking, and she hates me for it, but it's obviously showing on the court that we're working on it, and that's all you can do.
Now, First National Bank player of the game had a couple of candidates. Thought, let's go with one of the younger players tonight, Taryn Cass. She's slowly but surely working her way into some back row rotations. Came in there, I believe, in the third set, then played the third and fourth. Had a couple of nice serves as well. And again, she's a young player that, you know, you kind of want to dip her toe in a bit because she just hasn't been at this level.
Nope, and she hasn't been at the JV level either, so just getting her those JV reps, I think, is working her way up into the varsity lineup. And just staying composed and calm during the matches gets us to where we need to be with her.
But again, getting back to the team as a whole, it was nice to see the girls come out as they did because not only were we disappointed in the effort or the play on Tuesday, also we also got home after midnight, so then you have a short day. You had a practice yesterday. Sounds like they still worked pretty hard, and, you know, to come back like this, you know, there's a lot of positives to take out of it.
Yeah, we talked about just competing tonight and just forgetting what we've done in the past two matches, and those girls work their hardest at practice, and then they just shake off what has happened in the past and just want to get better in the future.
So now probably a day off or two here, and then you look to next week on the road two times, a little shorter trips, but at Aberdeen, I'm sure the Golden Eagles are going to be wanting to get back for the five-set loss earlier this month. Then Brookings on Thursday, and we beat them in three in the tournament, so both those teams are going to be very eager to defend their home courts.
Yep, once again, you just got to compete and play our level and make sure that we have our serve-receiving system.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers fall in four tonight. Again, Taryn Cass is our First National Bank player of the game. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes. Back here to the arena, coronation coming up soon. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Thank you.
provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And once again, back here at the arena, let's run down the stats for this game. Harrisburg again wins it in four. Harrisburg now 10-0 on the season. Lindsay Legner had two aces, and again, both in the third and fourth sets, she served long rallies that really put Harrisburg in control of those sets. Briley Career had three kills. Emma Masalink had one kill, 10 kills for Bergen Stiff, 3 kills, 2 aces, Jocelyn Samuels, 17 kills, 3 aces for Kara Leach. Kennedy Kokenge had 10 kills and 2 aces, 8 kills for Lauren Venegay, and Kyla Keegan had 2 kills for Harrisburg. For the Huron Tigers, now 6-3 on the season, Deja Claggett, 11 kills, 1 ace, 6 kills for Sam Magmorideth, 3 kills for Allie Davis, 2 kills, 4 aces, Hampton Hines, Kenzie Simmonsma had 4 kills, and Taryn Cass had an ace, as she again is our first National Bank player of the game. Okay, I thought maybe we were getting ready, but now they're telling the teams to get up and organize, so hopefully we're getting a little closer to coronation. There's always some time to kill afterward, especially when you have volleyball players in the royalty, and we have a couple of them in there, so they have to get dressed and get ready to, you know, because everybody puts on their formals if they're up for the if they're up for royalty. So it does take a little time. So that's where we stand. Her team cooling scoreboard update. I've not been able to track down any double A scores at this point. Some area scores, Wessington Springs swept Crow Creek. Woolsey Wessington, a three-set sweep of Aberdeen Christian. Elkton Lake Benton, a three-set sweep of DeSmit. Those are some area scores that we have on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take another time out of 2 minutes. We'll talk some Huron High School Hall of Fame as we wait for the coronation to begin. We'll take a break here again. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees. breastfeeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And again, waiting for setup here for coronation as we'll get going on that, I assume, as soon as the royalty candidates are ready to go. Hall of Fame, Huron High School Hall of Fame will have the banquet and induction coming up Saturday at 5 o'clock here at the arena. That will be the final event of homecoming weekend. The Hall of Fame inductees this year, Dan McCarty, longtime wrestling coach. He taught and coached in Huron for 30 years, was head wrestling coach for 19 years. He was assistant during the 1994 state championships. Tigers placed second in the state tournament in 2012, third twice in 09 and 13, fourth in 2008 and 2010, fifth in 2011, sixth in 2007. Clyde Dillman, a longtime bus driver for the Huron School District, 50 years he drove bus. He was State of South Dakota Bus Driver of the Year, and drove bus. He was best known for, they called him Chubb, and he was best known for driving the orange bus back there in the 80s and 90s. Going in as an athlete, 1990 graduate, Kim Puterbaugh-Herman, one of the best distance runners in cross country and track and field. During her time, Tiger cross country won state championships in 87 and 89, runner up in 88, and cross country and track and field won ESD titles during her time on the team. The late Josh Trandall going in. Josh, a 1990 Huron High School graduate, one of the great track sprinters in South Dakota history, and was also all ESD football as well in 1990. He went on to be an All-American sprinter at Northern State University. He worked overseas for a while as an American teacher before coming back and teaching in the Huron School District for several years. He, of course, sadly passed away from complications of ALS earlier this year. He will be honored, though, Saturday. The one positive you can take out of that, Josh knew he was going into the Hall of Fame before he had died back in February. And last inductee is the 1973 boys basketball team led by head coach Bob Judson. They kind of came out of nowhere in the field. They kind of underachieved. I think they'll all say that during the regular season, but then came through and won the 1973 tournament, including knocking off pre-tournament favorite Sioux Falls, Washington in the semifinal. Then a classic championship game. Huron was 7 foot Brian Shanks. Yankton was 6'11" Chad Nelson. Got a lot of headlines, but it was Jim Stevens, 6'8" forward, that got the winning bucket late in the game as Huron defeated Yankton 50-48 to take that championship. Huron finished with a record of 16-8, so 13-8 in the regular season, or actually that wouldn't even been that. It would have been 11-8 in the regular season, then winning the section and then the state tournament. So, as I said, it was a bit of an underachieving year. But, boy, they got hot when it counted and won the state title there in 1973. I know Coach Judson, Brian Shanks, Assistant Coach Mer Bushi, I've been told they have been scheduled to speak. And not sure how many of the players will be here. But, again, glad that they're going in as well as a team. Those are the inductees for this year's Huron High School Hall of Fame. Hopefully we're getting closer to the start of coronation. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Continue Gary Zell Auto Glass post-match next here on Dakota Sports.
The heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we are back in the arena, and the coronation ceremony is beginning, so we'll send it down to the arena floor. We have several Huron High School students and kids on the microphone, and let's go to the floor and get to coronation.
Adrian Nursen.
To the spirit of the Tiger, we would like to present the Fall Varsity Athletes. Audience, please hold your applause until all athletes have been listed.
The 2023 football team coached by Drew Strand, Colton McNeil, Mason Juergens, Thackeray Hansen, Sean Mesimore, Peyton Bischoff, Cashton Caudill, Tristan Larson, CJ Ganey, Oakley Anderson, Ethan Bush, Colby Hofer, Gavin Moding, Tyson Fitzer, Landon Holst, Gunnar Harris, Hayden Scherson, Jonathan Peterson, Charlie Martin, Holden Haig, Ethan Olson, OK2, Jose Garcia, Alan Miha Garcia, Liam Davis, Jake Shear, Robert Garcia, Dominic Proya, Tyler Cronin, La Kerpaw 2, John 2, Nicholas Flory, Nolan Staley, Rayshon Whiff, Hunter Fenske, Connor Johnson, Dylan Rendell, Sean Myers, Jackson Reno, Brian Ramirez, Riley Winiger, Logan Leindecker, Blake Elwine, Ronaldo Pineda, Bryson Pimentel, Oliver Stansfield, Nick Kleinsaucer, and Michael Larson. The 2023 volleyball team coached by Tyann Ulmer, Taryn Cass, Alexis Sigeldorf, Deja Claggett, Jency Gergen, Sam McMorridith, Ireland Henrich, Kelsey Schuhart, Hilton Hines, Sydney Payne Severance, Allie Davis, Maddie Hirschman, Maddie Jurgens, Aurora Dreyer, Hampton Hines, Christina Johnson, and Mackenzie Simmonsma.
The 2023 cross-country team, coached by Angie Thomas, Lucas Shaparo-Harms, Tegan Lean, Lily Meyer, Joshua Olivo, Sebastian Olivo, Nora Pester, Emerson Sarvis, James Weir, Antoine Flying Hawk, Josie Vlieger, Ryan Flory, TJ Lean, Angelo Medina, Alec Pester, Edwin Rodriguez-Reyes, Roel Rodriguez-Reyes, Hannah Schoenfelder, Kaylee Bowden, Cameron Cutshaw, Will Knipling, Tatum Peterson.
The 2023 boys golf team, coached by Kyle Johnson. Jack Bales, Grady Bott, Charlie Bragg, Jonas Buckland, Connor Drecht, Riley Jankard, Ben Kleinsasser, Colin Ogle, Matthew Olson, Sam Racky, CJ Seeschlag, Lin T. Vu, Remington Wiff, Aiden Zvesky.
The 2023 girls tennis team, coached by Rachel Carey, Segle, Elizabeth Heinen, Ann Hoke, Madeline Kleinsasser, Paul Clermont, Anne Clermont, Rubish, and Shally Sa.
The 2023 cheer and dance team is coached by Whitney Reimer and Abby Mooring. A.A. Young, Madeline Beck, Tatiana Capers, Emma DeYoung, Aristio Escobar Salanik, Kira Field, Ada Pa, Jillian Reno, Audrina Wiggins, and Maria Wilson.
The 2023 sideline football cheerleaders, coached by Whitney Easton, Emma DeYoung, Easton Eichstead, Kiara Field, Pacey Head, Mackenzie Hirschman, Isabel Malley, Jillian Reno, Cameron Ruth, and Maria Wilson.
The 2023 boys soccer team, coached by Leo Breno, Ejabe Nguyen, Le Mui Thaw, Alar Sar, Juan Aravalo Morataya, Matthew Thin, Ong Mint, Kuner Mu, Beyonce, Ronaldo Pineda, Manor Tu, Ong Ong Tu, Sele Sta, Para Se, Elder Coelho Morales, Tae So, Sehe Tahasa, Johnson Min, Christopher Daw, and Nick Kleinsasser. The 2023 girls soccer team, coached by Teresa Peterson, Delu Pa, Pa Wa, Serda Se, Pa Ba She, Ge Ke Shi, Sa E Wa, Haiku Pa, Pa E Sir, Na Pa Thale Tu, Haiku Mu, Na Tu Yue, Pa Ki, Winnie, Keeler Pa, Sorrel Pa, Yata Na Ka, Yosli Yanes, Esther Nur, Aithway Keeser, and Aki Lupa, and Valerie Toledo.
The 2023 Special Olympians, coached by Amanda Katzenberger, Kim Burley, Haley Wolf, Genesis Delson, Landon Marshall, Benton Brown, Mackenzie Ederman, Olivia Muntz, Alan McWhorter, Natalie Bluer.
Also like to introduce the 2023 HHS Marching Band led by James Stukra, Avery Beals, Madeline Bach, Charles Bragg, Chase Koss, Brianna Cronin, Tyler Cronin, Jalen Darling, Tayson Deal, Connor Drecht, Kimberly Dubon, Jason Duenis Lemus, Josu Escobar, Jason Escobar Selenic, Kira Gabriel, Jose Garcia, Logan Garretts, Jose Gillian, Tyler Hone, Jaslyn Horn, Jerica Kinney, Tegan Lean, Charlie Marin Gonzalez, Alexander Martin Lopez, Izzy Martin Lopez, Adriana Medina, Dulce Ministro Gutierrez, Nurke Na, Joshua Olivo, Sebastian Olivo, Davis Osier, AK Paw, Haiku Paw, Tegan Peterson, Brian Patak, Melinda Ramos Martin, Dylan Rendell, Naomi Reyes Makata, Emerson Sarvis, Leo Schumacher, Brandon Serrano, Pabashe, Blue Law Shi, Anthony Sorto, Kerry Soto Torres, Yasli Sotomayor Ramos, Griffin Storm, Aithway, Henry Van Sherrill, James Wheeler, Molly Whitney, Zane Winson, Emma Ahlers, Veronica Arevalo Flores, Green Ta Ba, Jonah Beck, Kaylee Bowden, Cameron Cutshaw, Ariana DeVries, Kenna Dixon, Aurora Dreyer, Heather Escobar Reyes, Caitlin Gascoigne, Jalen Hamilton, Briley Hickey, Connor Hofer, Madeline Kleinsaucer, Carly Knipling, William Knipling, Olaf Cruz, Taylor, TJ Lean, Angela Medina, Sean Myers, Ethan Nemers, A. Lee Paw, Soro Paw, Alec Pester, Jada Peterson, Joshua Preston, Josie Patak, Samuel Radke, Brian Ramirez, Haley Schoenfelder, Hannah Schoenfelder, Kelsey Schuhart, Reese Steffens, Joey Troutman, Kira Wallenstein, Yoselin Yanez, Aiden Zaveski.
It is 1 minute after 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron.
Tiger fans, we would like to introduce our 2023 homecoming royalty and take a moment to meet the couples from this year's court.
Deja Claudette and Peyton Bishop. Deja is a 17-year-old daughter of Vanessa Schwez and Xavier Vansquil. Deja participates in volleyball. She's a member of Pep Club, H Club, and FBI. She is also a member of concert choir. After graduation, Deja will continue her education, planning to study psychology.
Kinesiology. Peyton Bischoff is the 18-year-old son of Garrett Bischoff and Jill Christensen. Peyton participates in football, wrestling, and baseball. He is president of the student council and is a member of NHS, FFA, Pep Club, sings in the concert choir, and serves on the yearbook staff. In the community, Peyton is very involved in 4-H and helps with the backpack program. Peyton plans to attend SDSU, majoring in ag systems technology. Deja Claggett and Peyton Bischoff.
Jalen Hamilton and Diego Aldrich. Jalen is the 17-year-old daughter of Jen and Dan Masneel and Todd Hamilton. Jalen participates in track and sings in concert choir and madrigals. She plays in both pep band and symphonic band. She is an editor on the yearbook staff and is also in pep club and FBLA. Jalen is a member of Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. After graduating, Jalen plans to attend Lake Area or the Southeast Tech to study surgical technology.
Diego Aldrich is the 17-year-old son of Christian Anderson and Sandy Aldrich. Diego is a member of the yearbook staff and is also a member of H Club. He attends Bethesda Church. After graduation, Diego plans to attend Lake Area, majoring in business management and marketing. Jalen Hamilton and Diego Aldrich.
Hampton Hines and Cashin Caudill. Hampton is the 17-year-old daughter of Dennis and Peggy Hines. Hampton is a volleyball team captain and also participates in basketball and track. She is a senior class secretary, co-president of Pep Club, vice president of FBLA, a member of HOSA, HYLC, FCA, and Key Club. Hampton sings in concert choir and is an editor of the yearbook. She attends Holy Trinity Catholic Church. She volunteers in the community by painting tiger paws and serving on the Huron Community Foundation Board as a student representative. Her post-high plans are undecided.
Cashin Cardell is a 17-year-old son of Brady and Maggie Cardell and Crystal Van Overschel. Cashin participates in football, track, age club, Spanish club, and is a member of the yearbook staff. Cashin belongs to the first Prebeston Church and participates in their youth group. He plans to play football in college. Hampton Hines and Cashin Cardell.
Ireland Henrich and Ulysses Ministro. Ireland is the 17-year-old daughter of Kelly and Brenda Henrich and Taria and Jason Howard. She participates in volleyball and track and sings in concert choir. She is president of Key Club, a member of National Honor Society, Pep Club, and Student Council. In the community, she volunteers for the Sleep and Evidently Peace program and for various Key Club projects. Next fall, Ireland plans to attend college, majoring in engineering or mathematics.
Ulysses Ministro is the honorary son of Paige and Maggie Caudell. He participates in wrestling and weightlifting. He is a member of the First Presbyterian Church and participates in the youth group. Following graduation, Ulysses plans to attend Lake Area for aviation technology. Ireland Henrich and Ulysses Ministro.
Tatum Peterson and Caden Caudill. Tatum is the 17-year-old daughter of Brad and Amanda Peterson. Tatum participates in cross country, basketball, and track. She serves as a student council co-reporter, FBLA parliamentarian, Pep Club co-president, and is a member of National Honor Society, FFA, H Club, HYLC, and Key Club. She is an editor for the yearbook as well as a student representative on the HRMC Foundation Board. She attends Faith Alive Methodist Church, where she's a member of the youth group. Through her participation in clubs, Tatum volunteers for various community projects, including the Backpack Program, Meals on Wheels, and the United Way Day of Caring. In the fall, Tatum plans to attend SDSU.
Caden Caudill is the 17-year-old son of Paige and Maggie Caudill and Crystal Van Overschel. Caden is the president of the Drama Club, Student Council Co-Reporter, and a member of Pep Club, National Honor Society, and FBLA. Caden sings in the concert choir and in madrigals. He also acts in the fall one act and spring plays. Caden plans to attend SDSU or USD in the fall to study nursing. His goal is to eventually see the world as a traveling nurse. Tatum Peterson and Caden Caudill.
Kelsey Shuhart and Anthony Sorto. Kelsey is a 17-year-old daughter of Ryan and Tara Shuhart. Kelsey participates in volleyball and serves as a drama club major for the marching band. She is also a member of symphonic band and jazz band. She serves as vice president of student council and is a member of Pep Club and National Honor Society. She also church and participates in the youth group. After graduation, Kelsey will attend SDSU majoring in human biology. With the ultimate goal of attending upper school, she plans to continue playing saxophone with the SDSU Pride and Jazz Band.
Anthony Sorto is the 17-year-old son of Alejandro Sorto. Anthony sings in the concert choir and madrigals, and he participates in concert band and orchestra. He is a member of the National Honor Society, HYLC, German Club, Key Club, Quiz Bowl, and he acts in the fall and spring plays. Anthony participates in speech and debate and is also an editor for the newspaper. He volunteers in the community through Key Club and HYLC. In the fall, Anthony plans to major in music education, hopefully improving as a musician and eventually moving to a large city. Kelsey Shuhart and Anthony Sorto.
Congratulations to all our couple in this year's homecoming roll to court.
At this time, we would like to ask 2022 Queen Seyma and King Syke Minogue to say a few words.
Thank you for inviting us back to be a part of your homecoming tradition this evening. Seyma and I would like to wish good luck tomorrow to the boys' golf team as they travel to Mitchell and on Saturday to the cheer and dance team competing in Brookings.
Good luck on Saturday to the girls' tennis team playing a triangular in Aberdeen, to the boys' and girls' soccer team playing against Sioux Falls Jefferson, and to the cross-country team hosting the Huron Invite at Broadland Creek.
Finally, we'd like to wish the football team good luck Friday night as they take on the Sturgis Scoopers at the Tiger Stadium. Let's ring that bell, boys!
Ladies and gentlemen, as Syke and Seyma head back to their seats, the lights will completely darken.
When the lights come back on, you will meet your 2023 Huron High School homecoming king and queen.
This year's homecoming king and queen are Deja Claggett and Ulysses Minslow.
We now invite King Ulysses and Queen Deja to come to the microphone.
I would like to thank the student body for the honor of serving as king for Huron High School 2023 homecoming.
What else?
To thank you all as well for the honor of serving as queen. Now everyone, please stand and join us in singing our school song.
Well, there you go. The coronation complete. Queen is Deja Claggett. King is Ulysses Minstrel. Congratulations to both as they'll preside over activities tomorrow. Again, class day tomorrow, early release tomorrow, homecoming parade at 2 o'clock, homecoming tailgate at 5:30, football game kicks off at 7 o'clock here on Tigers Sturgis Scoopers, and then on Saturday here on High School Banquet and Hall of Fame induction starts at 5 o'clock here at the arena. That'll wrap it up here from the arena. Tiger volleyball falls, but we have a king and queen here for 2023. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.